Hello, how do you do? My name is Wieland Giebel, and in 2.5 minutes, I'll tell you what you can expect in the bunker. I created the exhibitions together with Inno Lenz, the bunker manager. The Berlin Story Bunker at the Anhalter train station is open every day of the year from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., 365 days a year. However, the last admission is at 5:30 p.m. Every visitor receives an audio guide, which is included in the €12 entrance fee for the entire bunker. This bunker was built for civilians. It is not Hitler's Führer bunker, that no longer exists. But you can see the historical reconstruction of the room in which Hitler committed suicide. Hitler, How Could It Happen? Is the most comprehensive exhibition on National Socialism. This documentation is really very large. It is located in 44 rooms of the bunker, which covers 5 floors and is 6,500 square meters in size. We explain where Hitler came from, how he became a Nazi, the Führer, how the Nazis came to power in 1933. We also go into details. Why did so many follow Hitler? How was the opposition in parliament and in the Nazi party eliminated? How did the Nazis stabilize their power? How a dictatorship generally comes into being, then and now, always resonates. The Second World War is rather short because it is too late for our question, how could it happen? But we present the Holocaust in detail. At the end, they also see the only model of the Führer bunker, so that you can imagine the hole in which the supposedly greatest commander of all time ended up. Visitors need an average of 3 hours. Just using the audio guide and looking at the photos takes 1.5 hours. Many younger people spend 4 or 5 or even 6 hours in this unique, challenging exhibition. And then after the war, did the Nazis all just disappear? The museum, Germany 1945 to the present day, explains that it still took a long time. Nevertheless, Germany flourished. The women cleared away the piles of rubble. 1 million VW Beetles were built. The Beetles came and John F. Kennedy too. In 1968, however, the old Nazis were still in government, in the administration, in the courts, and in the schools. After the worldwide student revolt, the women's movement became strong in the 1970s. Germany wanted to dare more democracy and became the largest and economically strongest country in Europe after the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. This exhibition ends with Fridays for Future, the coronavirus pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Slava Ukraini, Long Live Ukraine, is the title of a special exhibition. The role played by Germany, how Germans are helping, and how we, Inno, Lenz, and Wieland Giebel, presented the Russians with one of their scrap tanks from the Battle of Kiev in front of the embassy in Berlin on the first anniversary of the war. There is also an exhibition about memes, about political caricatures on the internet, i.e. propaganda from below. What else? You can see the historical rooms of the bunker as they were in 1945, 2 films about Hitler's life, an exhibition from Yad Vashem about women in the Holocaust. In the bookshop, you will find all the books published by Berlin Story Verlag on almost all topics related to the bunker. The publishing house is our historical and intellectual backbone. If you want to see everything, you need a day. You are welcome to have something to eat in between in one of the 7 restaurants, cafes, or snack bars that are 1 to 3 minutes away from us. They will be delighted if you come. And we are happy when you come to us in the bunker. It's definitely worth it. You've never really experienced anything like it.